This week's Science Update. Hi, guys.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're going to tell you about some surprising skills held by robots and seeds. I'm going to tell you about the future of the domestic robot. But first, Chelsea has a surprising report.
The seeds of the wild wheat plant don't just lie around waiting to be planted. Scientists in Germany and Israel have found that, like some other plants, they actively crawl on the ground and bury themselves. Chemist Rivka Elbaum, then at the Max Planck Institute in Germany, says the wild wheat uses a technique involving its two antenna-like projections called awns. The awns contain two types of cellulose fibers. One contracts when the humidity drops, and the other doesn't.
So you can imagine that the passive part is similar to a bone, and then the active part is pulling it like a muscle.
As the humidity level fluctuates, the awns flex and extend, muscling the seed along. Elbaum says this mechanism may be used by other plants and could potentially be copied in tiny, man-made machines.
Thanks, Chelsea. If robots ever become common household helpers, computer scientist Aaron Edsinger and his colleagues at MIT can take some of the credit. They've designed several generations of robots that are intended to act and respond more like people. The latest is named Domo, a successor to forerunners called Kismet and Cog.
The focus with Domo has been in manipulation, really being able to do stuff with arms and hands. You know, a robot like Kismet, which was basically it was a head that could display emotion. Cog had a body and arms, but it really couldn't do much with them. And really a lot of the advances with Domo have to do with that it can work with a person and that it can do it in someone's home where it's very unstructured, it's very cluttered, it's very difficult to predict. And so the algorithms that run on Domo try to take into account a lot of that unpredictability in a way that a lot of robots haven't done yet.
For example, Domo can find Dr. Edsinger, take an unfamiliar object from him, and set it down on a nearby shelf. While that's simple to us, it's very complex for a robot, which has to assess the size and the shape of the object, navigate around obstacles, pass the object between its own hands, remember the shelf's location, and figure out when it's steady enough to let go. Taking an object off the shelf is harder still, and that's what Domo's learning now. Eventually, Edsinger says robots like these may be able to help elderly or disabled people perform household chores.
Thanks, Bob. Next time, we'll tell you what happens when you mix a baby with a trumpet, so definitely tune in. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, guys. And if you want to hear more from Bob and Chelsea, you can check out their website, which is www.